Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 258. Nathan does care. He's even bought me a little plastic bag from Egypt that I can put some Red News stuff in. So I'm very excited about that.
I didn't bring you because of the bag.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the relegation derby. So my Zen, I have no doubt that at some stage in the near future I will be slamming pints angry, but my Zen maintains I'm still, whatever, expect the worst, know it's going to get worse, and try and not be damaged by it because there's enough shit going on for everyone. I think when things are turgid, today is going to be turgid. So it's going to be a very, very tight, boring, grisly, rain-trodden game. I hope the fans don't get on the backs early, but my other side to look, the Ineos thing is nuanced, it's complicated, but they're going low. It's not of their making, all this, but billionaires are doing billionaire things as well, so they want a lean machine. Well, you've got to prove that. Okay, we'll come back in a year and see that, but the whole thing is, we know that they can't say, oh well, you're sacking Doreen but then sack the players. You can't, that's a contract. But what you will get is the general mood, malaise, anger. 66 quid is, if the players are shit, the mood is really going to turn here. Yeah. It's really on the precipice, whether it be the season tickets, whether it, so they've got to be very careful. And their first year in is a D-. Yes, it's not of their make. And I do fundamentally believe that they will own this club in about 18 months completely. But the early signs aren't good. The early signs are greedy. You have to tone the waters by the mag, persuasive argument, you know, let's see when they've got that full control. But the mistakes they're making, and also when you do go low, you can't then assume when you're sacking good people, good Reds, then what comes in their place is non-Reds. So you lose that kinship, you lose that community, you lose the people working inside the club who care about the club, is that you're damaging it all. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you might be saving a million. Okay, I get the point about lunches, but we don't also need to do Ratcliffe's bidding for him and sort of justify or back up. You know, the place is a mess. It's been a mess for a very long time. He's trying to sort it out. But in his way, he's sorting it out, I may say again, by going low, not high. And it's just, when I said on the pod on Sunday, you know, I don't know what's coming next. Well, we know the next thing that's coming next. 200 people, of which some, yes, might be bloated excess, but some are not. And trust the people who work here, and I'm getting messages. They're really down. They're really worried about their futures. And to top it all off, the promises in the first round were that no one would take on extra roles because of the roles that were sacked. Because, i.e., we need to make these sackings so no one will have to do more work. People are doing more work. So you're telling Porky Pies on macro, micro. And I'd like to see the likes of Colette Roach gone from this club because it's mistake after mistake. But as I say, my Zen is, I think it was, I want Nathan to be all right. I know it's, we just, didn't we, Ben, when he was here with Zayden, a couple of Reds walked past saying, I'm really, really upset and it's getting to me. And I said, you can't, at the moment, you have to dig in for your personal sanity is to not let them get to you. And like, and you hope that the players find pride from somewhere. So I'm going 0-1 today. I want to see Delap.
0-1?
0-1.
So we'll lose.
Or 2-1 Bruno, 89th minute penalty. And I think it'll be a rotten game in a rotten period. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. My Zen's not... My Zen or my mojo, as you call it, is... It's weird because on the pitch, I'm completely Zen because I understand, like we sort of had this out, didn't we, in one of the groups yesterday or whenever.
Yeah, this morning, yeah.
That, you know, he might not end up being any good, but you can't judge the manager, even though that sounds ridiculous when we're 15th, but he didn't want to come mid-season. They essentially forced him to come mid-season. So that's why all along I've sort of thought he knows he's got that leeway because he's done that, do you know what I mean? And, you know, they're not going to go down. But I think that he'll still be given time. But it's whether then we've got the money for him to get the players that he wants. But then that's the ridiculous thing. Like, I know you could say hindsight's a wonderful thing, but and I know that Rude isn't doing well at Leicester, but he was doing well. Like I said the other day, it's weird, isn't it, how he looked like he was doing well in those games he was here, and then his shit there. Is that just because they're shit? But like, you either should have done it in the summer just gone, or you hold out, or you keep Rude until the summer, and then you get, if Amorim's your man, then you do it, and then you say to him, right, you've got all summer, here's however much money, and you start fresh. Like, that's why you can't judge. Yeah. I still don't think you can judge him now because of that. And we've given Wazza said that I've called all the other managers out in the past, and it's like, yeah, but after a year or 18 months or 2 years, you do. You can't do it after a few months, as bad as it does look. But so Mazen, in terms of that, is fine, you know, like. But it's everything off it. It's just it becomes harder and harder to, like, I can't distinguish one from the other. Do you know what I mean? Like, in terms of the club, and like, you know, we keep going.
So I managed
we keep,
to separate.
But then we keep saying about, like we said it months ago, didn't we? Like, about, do you feel pride or do you feel ashamed of the, like everything that comes out now, you feel ashamed, and it's just like. Before Ratcliffe came in, and it was the question of was it going to be the Qataris, and I said, didn't I? I was like, I'd have to very, very morally question myself as to whether I could support not just him or a nation state, or like, it's very questioning. But I think that I question myself on that now, the way that he is now, and it's just like, and I think the thing that makes it so sad is that. You know, he came in, and I know what we know who he is, and it was like there was that bit of hope that actually, you know, this could change, that things could get better. And I know that, but I think it's the hardest bit is seeing that it's not got better, and it's got far, far worse. Yeah. And is it going to get better? Because I generally don't know if it will, realistically, because like getting rid of all these people. Isn't going to make it. And I know you can't just sack all the players off, but I generally don't think it. I'd be very surprised if it gets any better anytime soon.
I think
because I've said it, unless something really, really, really crashes, they're still going to get people turning up, and that's realistically all they care about. And I don't agree with you saying that you think that they'll have full control in 18 months. I can't see the Glazers going at all.
The Red Knight, we've had it in the mag twice now, that the people around the Red Knights are adamant that he is, and you'll see more in the next mag, but there are undercurrents happening in another realm. But as I say, like, I don't recall, and I've seen United really shit, I've seen worse players in this, and I've seen worse United teams, but I don't recall a period where it's just felt so relentlessly.
But then,
a whole season, going even back beyond that. I I'm not going to say now, but you've been right on a few things. You know, like, so I'm never going to change my view about Eric getting that time, but I'm the fan who oozes going outside Wembley and just crying emotional. Yeah. You know, but if you looked at it on a lateral thing, if he didn't rate him, then it was just ridiculous. Then to go all in, then to appoint the changes in the coaches, then to spend the money on players that don't fit the next system.
And that's why I'm saying...
And that started the time, that set the time.
But that's why I'm saying I can't see it getting better. Because all that's happened under his partial ownership.
I've got the deflectors on. I have no idea. Sorry, but...
I think the thing that annoys me the most is... Again, I know it all falls back onto the Glazers, but the amount of money that the club has to pay in interest... We're owned by a family of billionaires and another billionaire. If they wanted to, they could pay off that debt. That's nothing to do with FFP. Yeah. They could go, we'll pay off the debt, and then all of that interest money is there.
Yeah.
You don't have to be letting go of normal people.
There are so many scandals
but the
debt that they put on, and then it was always, you know, Gil said he was comfortable with it. No one doing their bidding or them themselves wanted to deal with it. And it was just pushed and pushed. And then as if like, you know, they've had what in that period we've had like two financial crises and financial crackdown where the interest rates go up and you think that it is, you know, the stain is 20 years long and we were predicting it. And now it's all come home to roost. And there are people, acolytes, who were, no, they were great owners. We told you this. And why I think you're important, I know Nathan, and I know I was where you were about 2 months ago, and then I took the month off these, is but you do something important, what you're doing representing with the fans, and I mean it honestly. Yeah. Like someone earlier said, I'm going to buy the mag, see what you're saying about it. And I said, read it, because there's different nuanced views. But there is, it's just a shame. And the sad, you know, like I share the sadness. Sorry, but it's like, I come here and I think, I love it, the community and that. But I also find it's such a betrayal of a legend, to use the book title, that this club, decades back, decided to ignore its local community and not, you know, like, I know there's stuff done, yeah, good people in the foundation, but as a general override, decided to think 66 is the epitome of that. But it's like, to not care about the very people who made
and
this
future,
club.
And the future, and the kids.
And the kids, sorry. One fact is,
if it does go really tits up, then they'll have to come crawling back to those same people. And the same is that, like, I was chatting to my mate, like, it's not just United, it's across the board. Chelsea hear it, it's Spurs, it's City,
West Ham,
it's everyone.
Yeah.
And if the bottom falls out, they have to go crawling back to these locals because, but they're being forced out. And that's what it's sadly, it's not just United, it's across the board.
Ultimately, the process, you know, like, whether they work overall, it's important you do the bit. And also, I hope we get one weekend this season where every game has something really significant. I'm not talking, you know, legal. I'm saying keep it legal. But as something significant, where they all just hear the cries of normal people. Sorry, but it's taken a while to get your
hello, mate. It's just, well, I keep harping back to it. When Radcliffe first was looking into purchasing a bit of this club, was he wanted to put the Manchester back into Manchester, but every week it seems to be something new that seems to be that the Manchester's been taken away from the Manchester again. It's I don't know. I just find it appalling that it comes back down to the foundation. Look like they're going to get knocked on the head. More funding's getting knocked on the head. Things are starting to go slowly but surely for the foundation. It's like we said about the ticketing earlier on, it's like I couldn't donate my ticket the other week for the Palace game because one of my mates couldn't use my ticket. And I couldn't donate it to the foundation. Well, back when they first went about donating to the foundation, is that the money went to the foundation for the door donated ticket, and that ticket was used by somebody from the foundation as well that couldn't, somebody from the local community that couldn't come to a game every, and also that, they've knocked that on the head and it's going, they only seem to be wanting to take that ticket off you if they can resell it again. And I just think it's just ridiculous, you know. People are losing their jobs left, right and centre. Local people, the people that are the very fabric of this football club, they're losing their jobs. And it's not right, you know.
And I think, an effortless club, Ben, is like, we're not even talking about the football anymore.
No, exactly.
An effortless club just glides.
But Nathan's right as well. They'll all come running back, crawling back when the bottom comes out of it. And we know money at some point is not going to rule the roost for the next, you know, at one point it's going to start come tumbling down. We've seen it in Italian football. It happened in Italy. In the 90s, the Italian football ruled the roost of European football, let's be fair. And then the money went out of the game. Yeah. Look at the attendances. Some of the Italian footballs are not.
Yeah.
Their stadiums are always half empty, you know. Their stadiums used to be full.
We've got an AC Milan quote in this mag. About their fanzine going, the Americanization. And I maintain that he's like, I see what they want is they want a Friday night, a package from Australia, wherever around the world, America, where, and it's not, we've got American readers who get it, so it's not that, per se. But, you know, like, have 5,000 seats charging what you want if you want. But it's like they want a Friday night you'll go to Newcastle, on a Saturday you'll go to Liverpool, and on a Sunday you go United, and it'll be packaged razzmatazz for four grand. And the other thing, someone made the point in this mag, which I think years ago it was like a red line to a lot of people, but they said for the 30 million or the 1 million on the, you know, like the cuts that they're making now, just make it the fucking, there's enough whoppers in here as it is, the Burger King Old Trafford. Charge, mate, get your 30 million, just put a Burger King. With that crass, I wouldn't give a shit anymore. If it saves people on jobs, you know, like, just put massive Burger King.
I'll see you Sunday, all right.
you know, like, yeah. If you want to make, well, you've got a no-brainer, you could, and it's like, it's a red line.
The thing
well,
is,
the
though,
red lines of 10 years are gone now.
The thing is, though, the money that we owe is high-watering. If that was any other foot, I maintain, if that was any other football club, they'd have gone under. I swear they would have gone under.
Yeah, but are we at least?
You know, we're on the brink as it is. But if we didn't put that other cash injection in, we'd have 15 million.
Then does that not make it worse that they could literally pay it off tomorrow? But if they wanted to, yeah.
they
could pay it off.
They could pay it off, but that's, nobody
that's
wants
the
to.
Disdain they have, and they've always had. It's never, you know, like, and that's another betrayal that a family don't care, don't visit, don't.
Has any of us got the money that they said they've got? They seem to be selling off a lot of things at
well,
the
that's,
minute.
I think.
As well, there's cutting back on a lot of sponsorship. I think the sponsorship on, I don't really follow Formula One very well, but the sponsor of Vinny or some
Mercedes is
smaller.
But the immoral thing is they're going to obviously try and get rid of the Spurs thing, so this will be the
well, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, you know, like...
And I was wondering if that's why we don't see any Ineos sponsorship here.
Years, and then we'll get a 100 million boost from their own company, and like, and everyone will go, oh, well, that's all right. And then you think it's just another dirty, rotten game. You know, like...
Is football at this level finished, though? Because it's all, every, you know, if every Premier League club's the same, though, you look at...
But that's why the bottom, it's gonna go.
At some point, it's going to go.
I still love, you know, like, in the moments that Shane mentions, the Liverpools, you know. But the joy's gone this season on a very lot of level. And, like, Nick loved that comeback. And I did, you know, in isolation, two goals.
Oh, yeah.
But you come in, like, you couldn't even give tickets. There's people offering for tonight for free. So in the face of a 66, as I said to Nathan, you know, is it 66 tonight or it's not? Loads of people think it was. How bad is that as community? They're so bad at PR and communications. How bad that everyone now thinks every game is 66? You've mishandled it so badly. But it's
they're just mishandling everything so badly when it comes to ticketing. Yeah. People's tickets get suspended and stuff. And then,
if anything, it's good that,
lectures,
that nothing's going to change unless there's consistently empty seats.
Yeah,
so, you know what?
What do you think about what Nathan was saying about Amarin?
For me, I'm with Nathan. Thing is, though, I said it with Ten Hag as well. It's going to come to a point where you've got to give a manager 3 to 5 years, maybe even 5 years, to turn this around. I know they won't, but otherwise, and I've said this before, we'd be like a dog chasing its own tail, spinning round and round and round and round. And then you're bringing in players that particular manager likes, to bring in another manager, to bring in other players, you know, to get rid of the players that manager don't like, because they all play a different system. So at some point, someone's going to have to turn around and say, we might have to take 5 years of absolute hardship, of absolute dog shit on the pitch, maybe, to try and turn this around.
The thing that was said was, with the new structure, was it was going to be the manager wasn't picking the players.
Yeah,
it was going to be all picked above. And, that's the thing with
that. Yeah.
Sorry. That's the thing with the Brightons and the Brentfords and the Bournemouths, the good clubs who were being run well. I know it's very different levels. But that's what they do. They've got it from top to bottom, and we've not got that.
Are you, Digger? What's your prediction? Sorry, no.
3-0.
3-0 to us?
Yeah, well. Yes, just about. We're going to start half time.
Okay. Well,
we've given away the first half.
Well, on a couple of things. On the a mate put, I usually have, using Nick's vocab, and it wasn't Nick, the FOMO, fear of missing out. Says I have it about Euroways, about every away game, so I try and get there. I've got absolutely no FOMO about these run of home games. Does anyone want my ticket? The other thing, what did worry me though, Amarin saying he saw after two clear weeks of training, because we kept saying when he's got training, he said he saw no signs of it whatsoever in the first half, which backs up. You look at that first goal, the mistakes were in Unana, what the fuck was he doing?
Oh,
and
don't get me started,
we've scored one goal in the last 17 games in the first half, that Match of the Day put up. 22 goals in the second half. But, I mean, the first goal on Saturday is fundamental basics, clear line. That's not down to the manager. Repeating managers come in. Yeah. So you look to see, like, the vein, we'll see a little signs of improvement from that 20. But you know what? My mojo is, the Zen is, whatever. I don't think we'll see that improvement today. The one thing, I knocked Eric a bit recently, but I will say the Wan-Bissaka, when he took on the man on the Emirates and put the cross in, I actually watched Match of the Day, is that was down to Eric. You wouldn't have seen that. Ten Hag.
Oh, right.
Was when he changed. I'm not saying Wan-Bissaka was the final answer. I'd rather him than Delow, but he taught him how to go forward. So Eric did do some things. And can I have a rant about modern society? I'll get on the hates of the week. Is everything costs more, but it's cheaper and tackier made. Sellotape, you rip it just fucking rips all over the place. Why can't people make things you charge us more, make things properly. Now post collections have gone down to 4 p.m. instead of 5:30. Post second classes saying 3 days a week. I know it's an angry old man, but make fucking things better. God, I sound like Trump there, but good old days. I mean, you could fucking... I know it wasn't the good old days because you had scurvy and dysentery and shit like that. But if you make sellotape, make good sellotape. But you get all this shit these days, which costs more, and it's shitly made. Have you got a hate of the week?
You could literally just transplant what you just said and put it as United, couldn't you?
That's true.
Ben?
Hate of the week.
You better get selling. Well,
do you know what, on that, is toys as well. Got me a new toy.
Shit.
They're made out of plastic now, not metal.
And they break, and they're dangerous, and you cut yourself.
So it broke within 30 seconds.
Just make things that fucking... Right, and finally... This game 6000, we have sold 1,195 times, 19.91%. We've been there for history, good or bad. With your support, we'll keep doing it. Nathan, keep the faith, mate. Don't let the bastards grind you down any of it. Let's hope we can grind out a result, but I'm going 0-1 to them or 2-1. Late Bruno saviour.
I think we'll scrape a win. I do think we will.
1-1.
3-1.
3-1. You and Digger always keep the faith the best. I like it. All right, cheers, everyone. All right.
Nothing to get you out of your seat, but it's nothing to get enthusiastic about.
And the last 20 minutes, I thought...
I wasn't watching it then, but...
Right, so we've won a game. We're going to get a live soundathon of Nathan having a banana Kit Kat, which, John, we asked for monetary bribes. We asked him to take a bribe through work, and he got us Kit Kats. Not only banana Kit Kats, but they're
it
like...
It smells very banana.
It is. I've had mine.
Very banana.
It is so banana. Banana Kit Kat from Japan, and it's half the size of a normal Kit Kat, and it's not even made like a proper Kit Kat. Here we go, live.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that clip?
We must have won, because we're not slamming pints down. Too banana-y, isn't it?
Too banana-y.
It tastes, as Nick made a good observation, it's put a lot of effort to make it so banana-y.
It's like dark chocolate and banana.
But you don't mix the two, never the twain shall meet.
But, do you know, this is, I'm sure I heard something that, you know, like the banana sweets that are really, really banana-y? That is what bananas used to taste like.
Right.
But before we've like bred it out. Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I like bananas, but no, I don't like banana chocolate. Right, Paul. So go and let it out. Take the opposite view to me being a bit
I'm
happy.
Just going to give that a 7 out of 10. It was all right.
Oh, fucking
it.
Oh,
yeah, it
no.
Right. I like it. No, the chocolate.
What do you want me to say? I mean, I was bored since. It's just so uninspiring. So much so, before the game, I had a bet on Ipswich at 5-1 to win.
Jesus. So, didn't you think, like, 10 men, we got some fight, where we are?
I think we're a disjointed mess. And
yeah, but taking, we know that, Paul. We absolutely know that.
Ganesso's substitution was so quick that I didn't agree
with
that.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have gone down the tunnel, should he? He should have, like...
I think you should go home.
Then we slated Ronaldo for that sort of... You know, I agree.
It should wait till half time with that. It's 3 minutes before half time.
Yeah, but Hoyland did all right second half. Xerxes did all right. His touch. Look, Hoyland. Where we are.
And taking Hoyland.
The two goals, utter shit show. We know where we are. We know how bad defensively. The second one was a disaster. I honestly thought when it goes to 10 men and it was a red, I've seen it, that's it. So. From my lowest expectations, I thought we saw fight. Like at the first when they were, because Ugarte, Casemiro, Dalot and Bruno all G'd the crowd up at the end. And at first one I said to Nick, and then Nick said, well, none of us have had anything like joy to have. So this is sort of just like
I don't think players should be doing that. I really don't. The people around me disagree with me, but I don't think players should be doing that. They should G them up by not doing that.
Put some effort in.
Yeah. They should do that.
But my view was that they were so like, it was like they saw this as so important for the relegation, which I hadn't, you know, I just thought that they thought, and with 10 men, which was hard, we'll see how that drains us. Yeah, he was out of position a lot.
But I think
Bruno
looked knackered.
No, Bruno looked fucked. But he did a lot today.
But he thinks he has to do everything. He doesn't have to do everything.
I thought Ugarte was tidy.
I still think Bruno Fernandes is playing too deep.
Yeah. I thought Yoro was excellent. Yoro was.
He's got to take every free kick, everything he's got to do. He hasn't. Just hold a bloody position.
Do you hear, I think a season ticket email is going to come tonight because we finally won and they can send it on a thing. How the lad, that lad, what did you get banned, you know, like a 3-year ban from Manchester United for running the pitch against Ipswich? And it took, how bad the stewards are, it took about 17 of them to get him.
He literally ran on to get a picture, taking a throw-in.
Yeah. Imagine that, what did you... God. But, I just thought, from so low, I actually enjoyed that second half. I just thought we saw fight.
I thought we played well. Because we've got to look at the opposition, haven't we, really?
Yeah, they're poor.
So Man United grouped with 10 men and played well. They played as a team in the second half, which they haven't done for a long time.
I don't think you can ever fault. My argument is they're not trying. They're just not very good. They've never not tried.
But you've got 11 triers against 11 team members.
They are very trying. It was an entertaining game because comical.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, I don't know if I enjoyed it, but like I didn't want to leave at half time.
Well, I nearly did.
Well, I messaged him about leaving at half time. I'd have gone out for quite a while.
The goals that we conceded is like I put in the grid. It's like nothing that really happened. I still don't like. You can't blame the manager for it. Nothing that happened there is his fault. I wouldn't have taken Garnacho off, but I'd have taken Højlund off for that.
Yeah.
So if you want to say that, but I agree with bringing another defender on, like, because I think Mazwari did well in saying that. So I understand that.
Do you not think you could have waited 4 minutes till half time?
Yeah, but then he's so like preoccupied. I thought that system actually worked. Like you said, suddenly we looked at it and we were actually more imposing going forward like that than we had been in the first. I thought Delap had a good game for them first half. He's much leaner than, just interested to see it, much leaner than I thought he was. And then we got the better of him. You know, Maguire was much better with him.
Defensively, we were
brilliant. I thought they were good at passing,
even
but they don't offer anything. But then we said another game where our strikers haven't scored, it's the defenders.
Well, they're a bit like us up front. Neither team could actually really create much, couldn't they?
Yeah. I think Maguire, Yoro and Delap were brilliant. And I thought they did... ironically, even though... Like, I've not seen the first goal back properly. I don't know whose fault it was. Even though he was probably at fault for the first goal and he got sent off. I really like that.
He actually played well.
Yeah, yeah. Even though you could say that was a disastrous performance for him and game, I thought he looked...
The shame is he misses three games.
He's a kid and he's...
shunted into, he's a kid playing. Sometimes when Yoro did a Berbatov type thing, which got us really going.
He's a kid as well.
It was fantastic. We've gone from one goal in the first half in 17 to three goals in 18. I'm drawing at any. It'll be shit again. This season is going to be terrible. So we won against Ipswich, I will say that is where I am at now. You know how Nathan stood in that. We were soaked. We lost 30 mags to the rank. Please support this mag. If you say, and if you like the podcast, which are for free, but they're free because of the mag. We had a nightmare today. Opening again, like Forest we've had. Me and Nick were scarred that we've forgotten the third one. But we've had three truly, like they come once a season and we've had three. We don't say it just because Barney's off on one again. It's fucking heartbreaking to stand there in that rain and not sell, you know. So please, anyway, I'm at, so from that point, I'm just, relieved. more than anything. We can put the relegation talk to bed. You know, 33.
Yes!
This lot won.
It looks like it's still going, but it's up.
But that is a sad indictment, isn't it?
It is.
When you're looking to stave off relegation rather than...
Yeah, but Nick was saying he's all in for the cups. He was saying, you know, like, I'm so up for Sunday and it's important. And I get that because we'd love another Wembley day. How good that was. Thank God we had that. Yeah. It's like, how my thing in the second half was, what's this going to take out of us on Sunday? Because Bruno looked knackered. It's asking a lot of a team.
Fulham didn't play like Fulham normally play, and I think we're struggling.
They've only lost seven games all season, Fulham.
I think we're struggling with Fulham on Sunday themselves.
So these are, and it's another relentless one. You're going to Sociedad, you know, Fulham, Sociedad, then it's Leicester on the, Arsenal, then it's Sociedad, then it's Leicester on a dull fucking kickoff time. Don't really know. Oh yeah, I've got another hate of the week. I put on Sky the other day, I ain't got TNT, but we've got Sky. Tiger Woods has invented a new form of golf that's virtual. TGL golf. So it's done in a little stadium. My head was like, at 10 o'clock at night, what the fuck are they doing? Literally, they're hitting like, you know, you go to a fucking golf thing and range. Yeah, or it's a computer game. And then there's crowds cheering. It's like, what are you cheering? It addled. It's like, and it was sensory overload. If anyone's had a kid and been to a sensory unit in like a complex, it's like all these bright lights, and I'm going, what the fuck are you doing?
But that just enhances your love of golf, doesn't it?
It's like, have you seen it?
Absolutely, yeah, briefly.
It's
yeah.
fucking bonkers. It's like, who the fuck? Someone on drugs has thought that's a good idea. Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
we only said that as a joke, by the way, Tiger.
I think it was Woods and McElroy. No. I think it was McElroy.
And the other day, we went shopping in Primark on Oxford Street with Albert. And as we were walking through, I went through a long-winded thing. Primark used to be Virgin Megastore by Tottenham Road. I said, that... Albert, Chloe, that bit there where you're standing now, I came in 1987 and had a huge rack of bad Michael Jackson CDs, and I came in because I was at school, and I got one of the first ones at 10 o'clock in the morning, right there where you're standing. And Chloe went, you are fucking odd. And I went, what do you mean? She said, how can you remember where you were standing when you bought a CD? And then I had to explain to Albert about what a CD was.
Yeah, yeah.
What is a CD?
Anyway, have you got any other hates?
Real? Just rain.
Yeah, rain, I fucking yeah, hate rain. The rain.
I'm damp.
Wet rain. Wet
I'm still damp.
My feet are so... But spring's here, isn't it?
Almost.
Metaphysically literal.
Almost.
You can see it on the trees, you can see it on the branches. So there's loads of reds, myself included. You know, Nathan's had a few we've all been like a bit this winter. It's dragged on and on, like how we feel and whether we're happy and all that. So dig in, reds. I know there's a couple of good lads, just dig in, and then we'll be outside, and then you'll be having a coffee, then we'll be in a beer, and we'll be like sat outside, and it'll be so that's all we can do. And United digging. Oh, don't. I wish we were all there again.
That's a warm.
Shorts weather.
United wise, it'll go to shit again. Stop aiming low. Sort it out. Fuck off, Glazers. Anything else to add?
Well, it was the first time tonight that I heard the chant against Ratcliffe as well. And apparently,
it was Fulham, wasn't it?
Apparently it's been going on for a few games.
Well,
yeah, it was the first
really
time.
Good at Fulham, but it's started with some since until tonight.
Good. Because it's just, you can't just keep focusing on the Glazers when it, you know, it's not just them.
And there was a bit of the fist pumping at the end where I looked and thought, Old Trafford isn't what it was, the atmosphere can be shit. But there was a bit of real, like, raw, they got us going tonight, where it's, you know, like, where we get to go. And I just thought, again, like, don't punish. Stop lecturing fans, stop patronising, condescending, threatening us. Treasure what you've got. Because they're special this
year. No, and they won't realise it until it's too late. When it's gone and they need it and it's not there anymore.
So you want to sell it at half time then?
Bowls of fruit. Bowls of fruit.
No.
They are.
Fucking hell.
Super sandwiches.
Hell, you had me convinced then. Anyway, and as I kept saying to Nick, what a touch Xerxes has. I nearly forsaked him for one game, but I never left him. I never left him. He's done all right, Xerxes. He was booed 2 months ago. He nearly got booed today. I didn't like that at one stage. But he's fucking hopeless.
But it's all about...
Your favourite player, let us down again today.
Who?
Who? Your favourite player?
Who,
up front.
I didn't say he's my favourite player at all. I said...
He's got the ump.
I've always said...
Jim's got the ump if Mark were
here. I've always said I thought he'd come good, but he won't.
He's not.
He won't. Initially, I thought he...
It was so much to ask of him.
Yeah, I know it was. But he's just knackered. He's just running.
The thing is, we sat there against opening day when we were top for 17 hours. Do you know, someone put the stat, that did make me laugh. We've been top longer this season than Arsenal have been top of the league. That did make me laugh, sorry. But we sat there and I said about the striker, we all said. And the thing is, like the Mount thing, and then this is where your head blows, so you go bigger. But the money we spent on Højlund, plus added the Mount money, would have got us a Kane for the 2 years. Then you rebuild, then you can buy Højlund
in. Kane would have come.
But it's so, I keep going back, you know, like.
He would have.
My nose in a. But, you know, like, it's too much to ask Højlund to do that. Some play, but for Xerxes to come back to that.
The thing with Højlund is, he should have been coming off the bench and playing half hours because we had someone else there.
Exactly.
But he's just thrown in the deep end and floundered.
Exactly.
He still hasn't got the talent.
No,
not only that. Movement. He plays too close to the defender. That he's playing against, he doesn't create enough space for himself.
Which I thought Delap did very well first half, running in, making his moves.
He's not a skillful enough player like Xerxes, who can be close to the defender and can play it off, and he don't.
I just thought, given time, Højlund might come good, but it's too late now.
It's not too.
He hasn't got enough
of a touch. It's about, he's regressed. He's had a worse season than last, and that's. But there's so many complications here. There's so many issues. But, you know, like, literally, you forget. In the batshit crazy, we haven't really commented about Antony. You know, we spent 80 million on a player who's gone off on loan within 2 years. It's just fucking madness. Yeah,
nobody criticises the manager, but he hasn't got the players to play who he wants to play. He needs to adapt to what he's got. It's so blooming stubborn.
But he's not, he's, you know,
I know
like
he is, but
like
that's it. To our detriment, though.
We're talking of strikers.
Look at what Rashford's done at Villa already. You can't. Well, I've said to you, I think you don't make a bad player overnight.
No,
and look at what he's done there already.
Al, I don't think the argument was, is he a good player or not. But he has contributed, read the mag, to his own downfall.
To a degree.
Club and him are at fault, but equally, you know, repeating what. But he got the wake-up call, which he refused to answer in Belfast, literally, and then took the piss out of Amorim, who just arrived, wanting to show his authority. And we've said, Nathan's made the point, for so many times we kept saying, oh, we need a manager to set the tone, and he's done that, like it or not, and he said, I'm not putting up with this. You know, like, I know, like, Ten Hag's too strict or whatever. I don't know what works here, but I think we all agree, Rashford should have gone 18 months ago. Time that's done, you know. The problem is, will we have him back? You know,
it's irrelevant that he's doing well now because he didn't do well for us. Do you know what I mean? So,
to a degree.
How come he's doing well at Villa and he wasn't with us?
But bearing in mind,
he's a lifelong Man United fan, he grew up with Man United, did it need a different approach with him to stop the lights?
I think he got that off a lot of, and it is very sad. The word me and Nathan have kept using is so sad.
It is.
But sometimes.
Well, like I say, he's only on loan, so you never know, do you? But I don't think it will happen.
In the batshit crazy, nothing papers over the cracks. We could have Antony, Sancho, and Rashford back
for the end of season fucking tour. That's how batshit this club is.
I know.
So Ineos need to get a grip of it, we know, but in there, as I say, they're saying they want to go lean. We want a lean, tight fighting machine. All right, do that. But you've shat on so many bridges to get there. You've got a lot of trust to build up. And also, your indications are, how are we to trust you in the next phase of this when your first decisions are so bloody fucking mishandled?
Well, it's about end of season tour. It's almost about playing too many games. They've announced they're going to Malaysia and Hong Kong before they go to America.
Well, it made me laugh. Well, who was it? Was it... get this wrong. I need to... Was it Mickey Thomas who... old heads will clarify, but we did an end of season tour under Sexton, didn't we? And one of the players got off because it had just been too much, so it all kicked off and there was mayhem. On that point, I've got a piece of paper somewhere. I'm not going to find
man
it quickly.
Many pockets.
Nathan, talk over me.
There's a man looking in all of his pockets for a piece of paper.
It's not going to be profound.
Like the magician who's lost his props.
He found one piece of paper, but it wasn't the piece of paper.
Got it. Right, here we go.
So I've linked it all together.
Do you know what? Sometimes football's a weird thing. But who would have done well under this era? Listen to this. I can't read it because it's so rare. Hang on. It says, Dave Sexton's going in his first year. Study the leading teams this season. Say you're Liverpool's, you're Notts Forest. They're all particularly well disciplined. They all sit behind the ball when they lead it. It's like boxing football. It's no good landing a punch and then playing wide open for a counter. The good fighter will hit you and then make it impossible for you to hit him back by withdrawing. And he says, what we've got to learn is a new approach. And then he also says, Dave Sexton, this is, I know this is very boring, but fascinated me, is he said a goalkeeper must also have a link with other defenders. What I advocate is the goalkeeper should be the link between the midfield, and his kicking should draw in the midfielders rather than defenders and also the forwards. The point of having a really specialist goalkeeping coach is that he can look at goalkeepers now and challenge them and produce them so they're no longer just saving the ball and their view of the game will change. And I thought, so in a way, Dave Sexton, one of the most boring managers, was quite revolutionary with the way of approaching it. That serves no purpose, but I've had those two pieces of paper for about a year and I've wanted to fucking say it.
It's nonsense with the goalkeeper and the defender, isn't it? They muck about for a few minutes and it ends up having the goalkeeper and then he kicks it. So
but
why
my
not
greater,
kick it?
Why not kick my greater argument
well, that is understandable
is,
about, yeah, the goalkeeper does have a pivotal role.
In a good team. But my argument is, because they now flap around and do all their shitness, that actually they're not as good as goalkeepers as they once were because they're changing their game so much. Anyway, that is a boring side issue. Tidy up for me, Nathan. I'd give the banana Kit Kat 5 out of 10, and I'd give the second half. I know. Don't hit me. 8 out of 10. That's how low I am. We won, Paul. We won.
I'm going to give the banana Kit Kat a higher mark than the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
So, on that note,
cheers everyone. Take care of yourselves, support the mag, see you Sunday, give us a hug, but look after yourselves. Spring is nearly here, and this could be the platform. No, all right.
Hi guys, Nick Seller here. Just tacking on a little bit for the Ipswich game. I mean, that was cold, wasn't it? I've literally just got in. Big advocate of 7:30 kickoffs, though. To be fair, you know, getting back a lot earlier, getting back at 10:30 at night, it's not bad, is it, really? An overall entertaining evening, I guess, really. 5 goals, a red card. Jim's going to be buzzing with that, isn't it, really? Knowing that people are going to be getting what he probably deems as value for money with that be 66 quid. Especially when now we're not going down, are we? You know, we've got double the points total, pretty much, of what they've got. So, you know, it's the kind of team you need to be beating with 10 or 11 men, isn't it, really, when they're in the relegation zone, and we did. So let's make no mistake there. you know, even though 1-0 down, you kind of go, oh God, here we go again. Dogu and Anand are both to blame for me. One doesn't look up and one's not shouting to claim the ball for his own. 1-1, 2-1. Yep, fair play Bruno for a nice turnaround. You know, called him out repeatedly on Saturday. Maybe he's been listening. He was much better tonight. Started to grab a game a little bit by the scruff of the neck when he's on the ball. But he's still woeful, out of position, gets caught out far too often for me. He needs to work on his pressing still. And, you know, before you know it, Ipswich is still coming forward at you. So that definitely needs working on. I mean, if we've been laughing at Arsenal for calling them Stoke City for their corners and set pieces, then look, we've got to accept that that's probably where we're currently at. There might not be a lot to shout about or hang your hat on at the moment, but it's one thing that does seem to be working, to be fair, isn't it? You know, goals from set pieces on Saturday, 3 goals really again today from set pieces, and it's much needed when you look at your strike force of Højlund and Xerxes just doing nothing again and really offering anything. Okay, Xerxes got some nice touches, but it doesn't lead to anything. He's not shooting, he's not, doesn't look like he's going to get you a goal, does he? Losing Dorgu is going to be sad for 3 games as well with a red card. It's always a red card, that really, in this day and age, and means we're all going to be subjected to far more Dallo than what my heart can take anyway. Thought Maguire was good tonight. Shout out to him when he comes up clutch with his header as well. You know, he's taken his flack, hasn't he? But he seems to be one of the better performances. I don't want to use the word standout really because it's a low bar, but he's been one of the better performers in this squad so far this year. I mean, a win's a win, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's been much needed, and the club's going to be quick to start sending out the season ticket renewal emails now we've finally won a game. I mean, last won a home league game about 6 weeks ago, I think it was. We've not won a Premier League game in exactly a month since Fulham, so Sam Keller's going to be licking his lips if he's not been laid off already. Anyway, glory, glory, Man United, and please, please, please beat Fulham, because we need some kind of joy this season, even if it is short-lived, and even if it is only a semi-final trip to Wembley. See you on Sunday. Please buy the mag. It's always tough, isn't it, really, when you open on a midweek and it's absolutely hammering it down. So fingers crossed for nice weather, and we'll look forward to seeing your smiley faces on the weekend.